Welcome to this week's Be in the Know. And our first guests this week are Todd and Corinne Chapman, here to talk about GFPD. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Thanks.
Good. So tell us what GFPD is.
Sure. The GFPD is the Global Foundation for Peroxisomal Disorders.
Okay.
Our son Max has something called peroxisomal biogenesis disorder. And so it's the global foundation that actually helps with the research and supporting families with that particular disorder.
Okay, so is this something you're born with? Was Max born with this?
Yeah, it's a genetic condition that he got diagnosed when he was a little over a year old.
What does it entail?
Sure, PBD is this all-encompassing disorder. So it really affects everything from your kidneys to your bones to your liver. The most obvious effects are probably in his vision and his hearing, because he wears hearing aids and he also wears glasses. And so eventually, it is a degenerative disease, so eventually it will lead to blindness and deafness.
Okay. So how old was he when he was born? Did you know?
We knew something wasn't quite right. He finally was admitted into the hospital again after birth when he was about 2 months old with failure to thrive. And so it was this kind of long diagnostic process from there, trying to figure out what exactly was wrong with him.
Right. And how old is Max now?
He is 3.5.
Aw.
Yeah. Super happy, super fun.
Oh, good. So how rare is this?
The exact number is unknown, but it's thought to be 1 in 50,000.
Oh.
Unfortunately, many of the kids, about 50% of the babies that are born with it, pass away in the first year. So globally, we know of 163 kids living with this disorder.
Okay. And you tried to do something to raise money for this. You have a golf tournament every year. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So last year, after getting connected with the GFPD, we decided to start a local event to raise awareness and money for research and other things the foundation supports. So last year, we held our first golf outing and silent auction reception, and we were astounded at the response and the success of that event. So we turned it into an annual event, and coming up on May 18th and 19th is the second annual Tee It Up for the GFPD event.
And you sold out last year, sold out this year too, right?
Yeah, we have over 220 golfers already signed up on Friday, May 19th, so that is fully booked. We're very fortunate to have that as a problem to deal with.
Right.
It's a very good problem to have, and we're very thankful for the response we've gotten. And then on May 18th, Thursday evening, we're having a reception and silent auction event at the ISU Alumni Center, and that tickets are still available for that.
That's
not sold out yet.
And how do you get tickets for that?
You can find tickets for that event on our website, which is TEEItUp4GFPD.com. TEEItUp4GFPD.com.
Okay, and is there a certain date you need to buy tickets by, or can you buy tickets at the door?
We probably won't have tickets at the door. Last year, we actually did sell at the reception as well, and so far, we're getting closer and closer to having to cut off sales this year as well. So I would recommend buying tickets soon if you'd like to go.
Okay.
It's going to be a fantastic event. We have a wide variety of really cool auction items, things like Hamilton tickets.
Ooh, those are gold.
private cruise on Lake Michigan up in Chicago.
Oh, neat.
Lots of Cubs and Cardinals memorabilia and tickets throughout the season. Really cool food and beverage packages, including a private shrimp boil party in your backyard.
Oh, fun.
So there's a lot of things that are really cool. We'd love to have people come. Dan Hubbard is going to be playing.
He's so good.
Music. He is awesome. I happen to grow up with Dan.
Oh.
So I've known him for a long time, and it's really cool to see him have the success that he's having.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to golf, like for next year, what month should they start to get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. This year we opened up registration, I think, right around late January, early February.
So okay.
We try to do it kind of even before golf season starts, just to get it out there and get the date out there. And we've been fortunate enough for 2 years in a row now to have a huge response, and we'd like to continue doing it.
Okay. And can you mention the website one more time? Do you have a Facebook, Twitter, all of that?
Yeah, we do have Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Okay.
All of them are named Tee It Up, the number 4, GFPD. So if you search that on Facebook, Twitter, or the website, you'll find us. But plenty of information out there. We'd love to have more people show up at the reception and buy tickets.
Great. Okay, well, anything else you guys would like to add while you're here?
No, I mean, we'd really like to thank the Bloomington-Normal area for all the support, the publicity they've given us. And we'd like to thank you guys for having us on today.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know, and we have Eric Jarks joining us, the game chairman for the Illinois High School Shrine football game. Eric, hello.
How are you doing this morning, Jamie?
I'm doing great. Tell us a little bit about this football game.
Yeah, so this is our 43rd year of partnering with the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association to put on a game here at Illinois Wesleyan Tucci Stadium on Saturday, June 17th. This event consists of about 85 to 90 players that are selected throughout the state of Illinois, and it starts with their high school football coach to nominate their all-stars in their community. And then it's a panel of coaches that select the teams for the East and the West.
Okay.
So the dividing line is I-55 from St. Louis to Chicago. So that's kind of how the teams are broken up.
So this is the best of the best. You're going to watch a good football game.
You'll have a great football game to watch. It's very competitive. Many of our kids will go on to play Division III, some Division II, a couple Division I players. But with the dynamics of Division I major high school or college football, we just don't get those kids because they're asked to be reporting to their school the first week of June, second week of June, and
that
conflicts with where we're at. So, but yeah, you've got great kids. The minute we take them to the hospital on Wednesday, it really starts to open their eyes as to what they're really playing for.
Mm-hmm. And what are they playing for?
So they play. The proceeds benefit the Shriners Hospitals for Children in Chicago and in St. Louis. So over the past 43 years, we've raised nearly $1.3 million. This event averages anywhere between $20,000 and $25,000 in proceeds that goes to the hospitals and our transportation department.
Okay, so Shriners Hospital, is that one where the parents have like very low costs or no costs?
So we, our motto is we treat the children regardless of the family's ability to pay. We do accept insurance, but that is not necessary to get into the hospital by no means.
Okay. And what kinds of ailments does the Shriners Hospital treat?
Shriners Hospitals for Children is one of the world's leaders in orthopedics. Cleft lip and palate, burns, and spinal cord injury is what we focus on. We also are very big into research. Along with education also for young doctors to come and do residency work and other things in our hospitals across the United States. We have 20 hospitals across the United States. We also have one in Mexico City along with in Canada.
Okay, I know a lot of people, like in these small towns around here, you have the Shriners come out to the parade and they're in the little cars. I think some people think that's what they do, but they do so much more.
Yeah, you know, back in the day when we had over a million members, we never really had to have a marketing department because there was enough Shriners involved in the community that when they saw a child in need or had a conversation with family, they thought of the Shriners. Well, skipping through those generations, our membership has really declined. So therefore, we do have a pretty substantial, a very good marketing company down in Tampa at our headquarters promoting the Shriners Hospitals for Children and the world-class care that we provide regardless of the family's ability to pay. So with the help of social media, these events, it's nice to be involved with the communities in our area.
Okay, so speaking of social media, how do we find you on social media?
So we have a website along with a Facebook page and a Twitter page, and you can find that at www.ilshrinegame.com.
Okay. And to get tickets for this game, how do we go about doing that?
You can order tickets online for the game on Saturday. We also have a banquet on Friday night for the players and their family. This year's keynote speaker will be Andy Studebaker from nearby in Eureka, Illinois, who played for the Chiefs and the Colts this year. So we're excited to have Andy back in the area to speak to these football players about what it takes to make it to the NFL from a small town.
Eureka is full of professional athletes, isn't it?
They sure are. You know, that must be something in the water over there.
I think so. Speaking of Ben Zobrist from the Cubs, obviously.
Correct.
Okay, so Eric, anything else you'd like to add while you're here?
No, I just want to say thank you to all the people that attend the event in the area. Just want to say thank you to the coaches that keep nominating great kids to participate in this game. And thank you to all the listeners out there that listen to this show. And if you ever know of a child in need that may have a scoliosis, hand, leg issue, burn, cleft lip and palate, or get injured with a spinal cord injury, don't hesitate to think of the Shriners, because we've got some great doctors and nurses nearby in Chicago and St. Louis. And the Shriners are always one of the things we're very fond of is we provide transportation to the hospital. So just because you're in the big city, just sit back and relax and enjoy the hospitality that the Shriners offer to get the families and the patient to the hospitals.
Okay. Are there any volunteers needed for the game, or are you taken care of?
We pretty much have that covered.
Okay.
Also, that Saturday morning before the football game, we have a walk for love, which we try to invite patients and their families along with the community who enjoyed a walk. And they have a nice walk around the campus of Illinois Wesleyan University. It usually takes about 35 minutes, and we have some donuts and coffee and juice and like to share stories about everything that we have going on.
So. Okay, wonderful. Well, Eric, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jamie.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. In the studio, Connie Beard, the Artistic Managing Director for the Crossroads Area Student Theater. Connie, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
So tell us about this theater.
Crossroads Area Student Theater, which we call CAST for short, is a theater company that formed about 3 years ago out of a need for theater activities for students from elementary school age up through high school. And so we serve students from age 7 to 19
okay.
with year-round theater opportunities. We have currently about 53 families with over 100 students involved in the program. And we're a not-for-profit, excited to bring theater to the kids in McLean County. And it's been an exciting 3 years, and we're toward the end of our third season.
And it didn't start off that big, did it?
No, we began with 10 families and 30 kids, roughly, and a hope and a dream that the Lord would let us go through these next few, those formative years to be where we are now, mm-hmm. and excited about the years to come.
Right, and you hear about in schools programs being cut. Mm-hmm. Arts is always the first mm-hmm. one. So this program, I'm assuming, is just helping so many kids.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
We serve not only public school students, but homeschool students, private school students. Mm-hmm. We have a nice collection of kids from all over the county, and even some from outside of the county that are traveling here to be part of this. So it's hopefully meeting needs on a lot of levels.
Right. And your last show of the season, what is it?
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yay!
The classic from C.S. Lewis. We are excited. I have 38 teenagers on stage at one time.
Oh, how are you doing that?
with a lot of vitamins and a lot of sleep at night when I can. They're a great group of kids. A very excited, talented group of kids that are enjoying themselves, the interaction, because mm-hmm. part of our mission is to develop character, teaching our young people how to respect one another and to encourage one another, mm-hmm. At the same time discovering what their gifts are,
right.
What their art, what their talent is, and using those, whether it's on stage as a mighty Aslan lion or the Wicked Witch, or whether it is backstage working the lights and the sound and the making the costumes and doing the makeup. So many parts
right.
go into doing a production that everyone has a chance to find where their niche is.
Yeah.
And I'm just delighted that those 38 teens are the ones that are on stage. We have another probably 15 backstage mm-hmm. as a support group. So we have a healthy complement of performers and technicians involved in this, and all excited and what energy.
Right.
Every night. Every rehearsal night, full of energy.
Yeah, I was a theater minor in college. And so, yeah, it takes so many people. I mean, there can just be one person on stage, but you have no idea how many people are backstage.
It's the backstage crew that really support and hold the play together. Mm-hmm. And you can have talented kids, but if the audience can't see them, hear them, and they don't have any clothes to wear, then it's a little bit challenging to overcome that.
Yeah.
But we've been given opportunities from the community has been so supportive. We are a not-for-profit. We are based, we don't charge for admission. All of our productions are free.
Nice.
And we charge a minimal amount to be part of the company. $35 a family can join cast, and all of their children are involved. That covers
neat.
The whole family
yeah.
for the whole year. So we work hard at keeping the cost of families to be involved mm-hmm. at a very minimal, and the cost of the community to come and enjoy it at a very minimal.
Right.
So we have been fortunate to have a lot of generous donors and people who have stepped up to say this is a worthy cause, so we want to support it. So we have been very, very blessed. So we're excited what the future may hold.
Okay, cool. And where's your theater located exactly?
We actually do not have a permanent location.
Oh, okay. So you kind of travel?
We're very nomadic.
Okay.
we pack up our tent and take it where we can, as so to speak. We're blessed with a local church here in the city of Normal, not far from where we are right now. The College Avenue Baptist allows us to use their facility as rehearsal space. Very grateful for that. And then we perform at a couple of different venues in the community. This particular production, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, we will be using the church at New Horizon Church, which is just outside of Hayworth on
Alpha
51. They have a large auditorium, and they actually have a real stage with a curtain opens and closes.
Nice.
And it's very, very suitable for what we're doing. And so we're excited to have those opportunities, but we do have to pack everything and take it with us.
Yeah.
We put things and store them away and then load them up on trailers and trucks and haul them to wherever it is we're performing. So it is a somewhat more of a organizational need behind the scenes of just doing the show.
Right.
We're like a traveling road company.
Yeah.
And we have to pack it up and take it with us.
So now that we know where your show is, dates and times, please.
Okay. We will be performing on Friday, May the 12th at 7 o'clock. And again, this is at New Horizon Church off of 51 in Hayworth. And we will be performing on Saturday, May 13th at a 2 o'clock matinee.
Okay.
And then a 7 o'clock performance that evening as well. So we're doing three shows, all of which are free admission, all of which is a very family-friendly but action-oriented. There's a mighty epic sword battle that takes place.
Oh, yeah.
34 bodies whacking away at each other on stage. I think there's a little bit of everything for everyone in this production. So we're hoping the community will come out and enjoy it with us.
Okay, and since you don't have to buy tickets, you just show up, basically?
Walk in the door, and we will find a place to put everyone.
Okay.
We will make it work. We're very excited about the venue. The church is large, plenty of room, and a really great setting for our production. So we're hopeful that the community will enjoy it.
Okay, well, I hope so, too. Well, this is your last show of the season. What does next season look like?
Oh, we're already excited with doing productions such as an original one-act musical set in World War II called Letters from the Heart. A little romance, a little swing music.
Nice.
And then we'll be doing The Adventures of Nate the Great, based on the classic children's book, a great little detective story. And then we're doing a musical called The Best Epic Birthday Party Ever, which is a fun, crazy musical that sets place in a setting of an outdoor birthday party. And we finish the year off with another musical called The Big Bad Musical, which is a courtroom comedy musical that people just
that
have
sounds
to
interesting.
Appreciate.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Connie, anything else that you'd like to add while you're here today?
Well, if people are interested in learning more about our organization, we invite them to go to our website, which is CastBN, that's for Bloomington Normal, CastBN.org.
Okay.
So CastBN.org.
And, of course, you have a Facebook, Twitter, all that?
We're on Facebook. I think some of our students may be do Twittering for us, but we're definitely at Crossroads Area Student Theater on Facebook and on our website. You can find more information about our productions and about maybe being involved. We are certainly excited about bringing in more into the group and having more fun.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know from Mark First. We have Laura Furlong in the studio, as well as Lainey Kuntz. And you ladies have a golf
tournament coming up, don't you?
We sure do. On June 1st, we'll be celebrating our 17th annual
Classic. Yep. That's been going on a while, huh? Okay, so you're still accepting golfers?
We sure are. You can apply online, www.markfirst.org, and we would love to have golf teams or individual players sign up as well.
And I know there's a Facebook event about this, so you can go there, get all the details. How much does it cost?
Individual golfers are $125, okay. And a team is $500.
Okay, and what does that get you?
Lunch. From Avanti's.
Ooh, delicious.
And you'll be able to golf your 18 holes with cart. There'll be beverages included throughout the day, and then dinner is provided at the DoubleTree.
Nice. That night. Okay, and I heard it's a steak dinner. Is that true?
Steak Bob. It's really a great dinner the DoubleTree does for us. It's lovely.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, you gave the website. We mentioned the Facebook page. Anything else people need to know about the golf?
Just really a great day. We have auction items as well, so we'd love you to come out and visit us as well. And all the proceeds stay here local, supporting our 800 children and families in our community.
Okay, so what does Mark First do? So if people are going to go out and golf, what are they helping?
Yeah, we support children and adults with developmental or intellectual disabilities in McLean County. So we are definitely local. And our supports range from pediatric therapies with young children all the way to adult services with residential, vocational, and employment opportunities for adults with disabilities.
Okay, wonderful. Then we can learn about all that on the website.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Laura, if you don't want to golf, maybe you're really bad at it, how can you help out?
We'd love to have sponsors. So we have a couple new sponsorships available this year. We have a champion sponsor that would include four golfers, lunch, dinner, and a chance to add your promotional item into our goodie bag that day. And that's $1,500. And then also a premium tee box host, which gives you rights to advertise your business at the tee box and also provide an item to be raffled off that day. So again, we'd love to have you support us. We also have whole sponsorships for $100 that day as well.
Okay, and there's two big sponsors I know you want to mention.
Yes, we certainly want to thank the DoubleTree and the Snyder Insurance Group, and also First Financial, who are our two main sponsors. The event date, again, is June 1st. Shotgun start is at 1 o'clock that day.
And where are we golfing?
Ironwood.
Okay. And Lainey, you had an art kind of thing you wanted to mention. What is this art thing?
Yeah, so something new that we are doing in collaboration with University Galleries at ISU, our mark making artists have been working very hard a couple different Saturdays a month, creating artwork, sculptures, drawings that will actually be on display at the University Galleries along with some other exhibits from June 2nd to August 9th. And on Friday, June 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m., we're having, it's the reception night of it. So it's a free event, open to all families. We'll have some appetizers there and some beverages, and we hope everyone can join us.
Okay, and I'm assuming that information is on the website as well?
It is. It is on our website and also on the University Gallery's website.
Okay, perfect. Well, ladies, anything else that you're doing this summer that you want to talk about?
Well, I guess one of the exciting collaborations we have is with Advocate Wellness Center.
Okay.
And we have 25 adults with disabilities who are actually part of members at the new Integrative Wellness Center out by the airport, and it's been a great success. So many of our folks who have never had the opportunity to be part of a gym and part of that physical well-being are now participating in that. So we're very appreciative of that.
Okay, great. Okay, website one more time and how to get a hold of you girls.
www.markfirst.org, and our phone number at the office is 309-451-8888.
One more thing I wanted to ask. Are there volunteer opportunities with you guys like throughout the year?
Yes, we relish having volunteers with us, both on event days, but we also love community groups who sometimes will adopt a home and help with gardening or having birthday parties or celebrations in those homes as well.
So, oh, well, again, that sounds like fun.
Reach out to us through the website or through our phone number as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, girls, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharing has never been easier. But what if we could actually do more than just collect likes? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. Capture what you love and pass it on at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. We have Christy Germanis from the YWCA, who's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations. Hello, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You guys have a big banquet coming up, don't you?
We do. We have our 28th annual Women of Distinction Awards banquet coming up. And what this event is we honor women in the community who have made a difference. And like I said, this year is our 28th year. Mm-hmm. And to celebrate 28 years, we have 48 nominees.
Wow.
So we got, it was a coincidence it worked out that way, but we do have, we have quite a few nominees this year. Actually, it's a record setting year with nominees. We've never had this many before. So we're really excited to be able to honor the almost 50 women.
Right. And how does the nomination process work?
Well, anybody can nominate any woman that they want.
Okay.
So if you see somebody, there's 8 different categories. So you can go on our website and see where they fit in those categories. And then you just fill out an application and you submit it.
Okay. Is this kind of an ongoing thing or is it a time sensitive?
No, it's a time sensitive thing. Okay. Nominations are closed for the year. And then they'll open up next year, probably in February or March again.
Okay.
And we'll take them until, you know, the deadline. I don't know when the deadline will be because we don't have a date set yet for next year. But yeah.
Okay. And it's quite the array of women from the area.
Absolutely. It is. We have women ranging from doctors and elementary school teachers to radio personalities and college professors and actually Colleen Kanaday, the president of Advocate Broman, is a nominee this year.
Oh, okay.
And she's made tremendous strides in the community and has done some amazing work, especially for women.
Okay, great. And is it just women from McLean County?
You have to work in McLean County.
Okay.
You don't have to live in McLean County, but you do have to work in McLean County.
Okay.
Because it's about the impact you're having here in the county.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
And when is this banquet?
It is Tuesday, May 16th.
Okay.
Starts at 5:30 with a social hour. And tickets are still available through Tuesday of this week.
Okay.
So hurry up and get those tickets. We're filling up fast. It's going to be at the Marriott in Uptown Normal. So beautiful venue.
Very
delicious
nice.
Food. It's going to be just an exquisite evening. And we're so excited.
Okay.
And we'll also be honoring all the other women who've won in the past.
Oh, great.
This year we have 8 categories. And that we've added one for the past 2 years. I think we're done for a while. We've had 6 every year. So we have like 160 some odd women that have already won this award over the past 28 years.
Right.
So we're really excited.
Yeah. And we're kind of living in a time right now where women may not feel appreciated or may not feel important. But this event obviously kind of enforces that they are important.
Absolutely. Part of our mission is to really highlight women and empower them and what they do every day. And whether it's in the home or in the workforce, you are making a difference. Mm-hmm. And so we want to recognize women who do that.
Right. So I know you have a website, you have a Facebook. How do we get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Our website is ywcamclean.org. And you can make your reservations right online or you can call us at 662-0461 and just say that you want to make reservations for Women of Distinction and it'll transfer you to the right person. And then you can always find us on Facebook at YWCA McLean County.
And there is an event for this event, which is easy
Absolutely.
To look at.
So. Yes. Yeah. You can probably just put in McLean County YWCA Women of Distinction and it will pop right up.
Exactly. And do you have anything else that you want to add about this particular event before we let you go, Christy?
I don't think so. I mean, we have a great speaker. We have great food, great people. It's just going to be a really great night and you just don't want to miss it.
And who's the speaker?
Lori Birch, and she is an attorney from Texas, and she is going to be talking about creating a better legacy through equality.
Okay.
So I'm really excited to hear her take on how we can do this and how we can come together and bring all of our talents and strengths to be better stewards for our children and the future in McLean County.
Wonderful. And I know you got a couple more events coming up this summer. We're going to talk to you about that, though, in a few weeks. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Jamie London. I want to thank again all of our guests for coming in and thank you for listening. The Bloomington Kiwanis Mother's Day Flower Sale is coming up this Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 1801 Eastland Drive in Bloomington. Proceeds from the sale go to helping local deserving children go to camp, as well as other local children's projects. Find out more at bloomingtonkiwanis.org.